Mitochondrial.
You're just guessing. Mitochondrial is gonna be the answer if they tell you there's hypotonia, lactic acidosis, and hearing and or eye problems. Mitochondrial, as you know, is maternally inherited, and but as I said, hypotonia, lactic acidosis, hearing and or eye problems. They could mention ragged red fibers on biopsy.
What is that called though?
What is what called?
Like that triad, does that have a name
There's no name for
or
it,
like
no.
a disorder or?
There's different mitochondrial disorders, and you're not studying for step one, so I didn't want to get into like heteroplasmy and all that stuff. It's just if they give you a mitochondrial question, they're going to tell you there's lactic acidosis and that the patient has like difficult, like they do poorly on audiometry testing or they have visual problems, hypotonic weakness.
And what about ragged red fibers?
There's one of the mitochondrial diseases has ragged red fibers on biopsy. It's just a pathognomonic finding. I think it's like myoclonic epilepsy with ragged red fibers or something. It's like Murph syndrome, but don't worry about it. But look, this presentation here, you've got a child who has subcutaneous lumps, several brown spots. There's scoliosis in the family, similar brown spots. They're talking about cafe au lait spots. Those are the brown spots, cafe au lait spots. The subcutaneous lumps are neurofibromas. So what's the diagnosis? Yes.
I
Yes, NF1 and NF2, right? So neurofibromatosis type 1 and 2. But NF1 is the one that has the cafe au lait spots and the neurofibromas, scoliosis, pheochromocytoma, Leish nodules, which are iris hamartomas. That's NF1. NF2 is going to be your bilateral acoustic schwannomas, meningioma, sometimes congenital cataracts. That's NF2.
I never remember these. I
These are called phacomatoses. These are high yield. So phacomatoses, phako matoses, refer to the neurocutaneous disorders, NF1, NF2, VHL, tuberous sclerosis, Serge Weber. So you need to know NF1. This is NF1. Neurofibromas, cafe au lait spots, axillary and groin freckling. That's NF1. NF2, we talked about. Von Hippel-Lindau, right? Cerebellar and retinal hemangioblastomas and renal cell carcinoma that can become bilateral. That's von Hippel-Lindau. And then tuberous sclerosis is going to be, you've usually got a seizure to start in a young child. And they're going to do imaging of the head that will show periventricular nodules. And then they'll ask you what else you'd see in that kid. And you'd have to know, well, that sounds like tuberous sclerosis. So I would select the answer where it says cardiac rhabdomyoma or renal angiomyolipoma, high yield. So they get characteristic facial lesions called adenoma sebaceum. They're angiofibromas. They're usually skin colored or slightly reddish. Papules in the nasolabial folds and also on the nose and the sides of the nose, and subungual fibromas.
Sorry, what was the last thing?
Subungual fibromas, that's nail bed fibromas. So these are all autosomal dominant, NF1, NF2, TSC, VHL, all autosomal dominant. Now, Serge Weber is de novo, it's not inherited. And that's when you have the Port wine stain classic birthmark on the face. But on my 2CK, they did not give you Port wine stain birthmark. They gave you violaceous papules in a temporal distribution.
Okay.
That's Serge Weber. And it can be associated with seizure. But you can see that they just gave you, they asked for inheritance pattern here. This is something for pediatrics they'll do. it's hit or miss. Like you'll get a question on like very something very clinical, and the next question is just what's the inheritance pattern? But it's on the mastery series of the last inheritance patterns for high yield things.